This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Can't Ignore Us Chorus is a community choir made up of people who use a church hall. They're releasing their third single this week, Let's Bring Them Here for Christmas, about the plight of the Calais unaccompanied child refugees. Neil Weir, rector of West Hackney, and Tom Daggett, director of the choir, talk about the success of the group, whose members include homeless people, and how it has helped them to realise a dream of singing in a choir.
Who uses your hall at the moment?
A variety of groups. The hall is pretty much in full-time use. We have an organisation called North London Action for the Homeless, who serve up an evening and lunchtime meal for about 90 people every week. We have a project working with local sex workers. We have, I think it's three, on the last count, Narcotics Anonymous groups, uniformed organisations. We try, I could go on, but the basic criteria is working with people who are on the margins of society, and that when we decide who we want, if somebody approaches us and say, can we use your hall, then that's one of the things we want to hear from them.
What made you decide to set up a choir?
You were talking about the Can't Ignore Us Chorus. Well, we had all these groups working together, and forgive the rather tired analogy, but they were rather like oil and water rather than gin and tonic, and so we were just trying to find ways in which we could bring various groups together, and it seemed that music was one of the best ways to do that. And my vision had been to form a community choir with representatives from all of those groups. Now, I'm very well placed to do the bringing together, but not at all well placed to do the directing. And Tom and I met together at a Bible study in Dalston Curve Garden, of all places, and started a conversation. And so that he was the perfect man to fill in that directorship role.
How big is the choir now?
60 yesterday. We normally start off with about 65, and then we have a very, very low dropout rate. So it's usually around about 60 people, which always seems to be a bit of a miracle. You know, you start it and you think, oh my goodness, in 8 weeks' time they'll all be off doing something else or forgotten about us. But no, people do stick and they get there, and it's pretty consistent.
What's their motivation for joining, do you think?
A lot of people dream of singing. You've had conversations with people, who've longed to sing all their lives. And I think our choir offers another entry point into that. It's not like going to sing with the Hackney Choral Society, where you're having to be able to read music or sing Mozart or whatever. This is kind of a gentle way in. But I think that, we were having this conversation the other day, and actually the choir is almost, I was going to say peripheral, I don't mean that, but a sort of accidental consequence of what we're trying to do. Primarily what we want to do is bring people together, to get to know each other, to mix with people that you wouldn't normally mix with in life.
I think a few people have actually said that they sing, it's their form of therapy and in the week, and it's their safe space. Mm. And a lot of people in the groups that are members of the choir lead quite chaotic lives, and the fact that they're able to come and, you know, that the experience of being in the choir is consistent. It's the same faces there each week. It's the same, encouragement to get to know other people. It's having a lot of fun singing songs from, you know, the shows and musicals and folk songs and silly ditties and all sorts. And it's the feeling that, you're doing something quite special with other people who feel the same way. So there's certainly a sort of emotional coming together, and singing in a choir like this one. Yeah, it can be a form of therapy for some people. Mm.
And I think people generally miss it, because we do it in 8 week blocks. We meet together. We learn. We write our own stuff. We write our own material.
Can you tell us a bit about the song you recorded this time?
Yeah, we've. Do you want to say a bit about how we decided to?
Yeah, certainly. This song, we wanted to ask people what was on their hearts, and in our first rehearsal. And in the weeks beforehand, when we were trying to bring people together, we were talking a lot about what is on people's hearts and minds. And we ran a community listening exercise, and we encouraged people to break out into small groups and to get to know each other over coffee and talk about what their experience was like. in Hackney, in the country, in the world, wherever they are, whatever that they're thinking. And it turned out that the biggest thing on people's minds was refugees and children, you know, unaccompanied migrants in Calais. This has been very topical. And we talked about the themes of Christmas in particular and how we can learn from the Christmas story and also see the Christmas story in what families are going through across the world. So the song is called Let's Bring Them Here for Christmas, which has sort of political connotations, I suppose. But the message is that whoever you are, wherever you're from, you're a member of the human family and you are loved, and we would like to extend our hospitality however we can to you. And this is something, of course, that a lot of churches have been getting behind, the Refugees Welcome campaign run by Citizens UK and others has really taken off, and it's big news. And in Hackney, we listen to people, and that's genuinely what they wanted to sing about, and that's what the song captures.
And how did the recording go? I read in one piece about your first recording that you had an Episcopal blessing.
Our first recording session, we needed Episcopal blessing because we didn't have a clue what we were doing, really. But I think now we're more confident. And I mean, one of the lovely things is that you're bringing this group into perhaps one of the most iconic recording studios in the country.
Which one was that?
This is Angel Recording Studios in Upper Street. And if you're one of those people who watches right to the very end of film credits, you know, to see where the music's come, invariably it'll say recorded at Angel Music Recording Studios. My children get very excited about that. You know, anybody has recorded there. And so you're bringing this group into this amazing iconic space, and you're working with one of the top engineers in the country.
How much has it changed people's lives being in the choir over the last 3 years?
Well, it's a very good question. I think I think for a lot of people it may not have revolutionized their lives, but I think people really look forward to it as an exercise, as something to be involved with. I think for a lot of people, it gives you a sense of achievement. You can, at the end of the day, wave the compact disc in the air and say, I did this. For a lot of people, those kind of opportunities don't come around too often. So I think a sense of achievement.
But at the same time, there have been stories of, I think with the first time we did a recording project, somebody sent a CD to his family that he hadn't spoken
That's
to
right. I've forgotten
for
about it.
I can't remember quite how many years, but yeah. I mean, this recording project was the thing that allowed him to get back in touch with his family at Christmas. And then the second piece of evidence, I suppose, of what actually changes is that, you know, people who, you know, on the surface of it look quite threatening, are approached by people from very different backgrounds in the street because they sing in the same choir. So, you know, you've got a local drug addict with a local mum with her two children who actually stop to talk in the street and say, hey, how's it going today? Whereas before, they would have crossed the road and avoided one another. So, that's a real story as well from the choir. But, I mean, music is transformative in all aspects of life, whether it be in education, in worship, or in bringing people together in community. Something does profoundly change. There's something spiritual at work here, which is much deeper than just singing silly songs and giving people a good time. God is at work in this. And it's an immense privilege for me as a musician to be able to share that with people, and for Niall and I to bring the people together from the various walks of life to have that experience.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.